another school stabbing. We have the opportunity to examine what we might be doing differently here, if there is a way of preventing this kind of thing. Adam Ringel is president of Adam Ringel Consulting, specializing in emergency planning and preparedness, and he joins us right now. Adam, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you for having me back.
Thanks for being here. There are a lot of people who are now saying, okay, are we doing enough here in Kent County, in Newcastle County, in Sussex County to make sure that our schools are safe? And of course, the conversation begins. We should have metal detectors at every entrance to every school in the entire state.
Metal detectors are a good deterrent, but unfortunately, they are a passive deterrent. And with passive deterrents, you're also going to need some active security measures to go along with them. If you're going to have a metal detector, you're going to need an armed guard, somebody to pat down students, somebody to remove the weapons, and somebody to deal with the problems that the metal detectors are going to create.
So you're talking about an armed guard at every entrance to every school?
At anywhere you would have a metal detector, yes, or a security checkpoint, you have to have the resources in place to deal with the problems that the metal detectors are going to create, because obviously they're going to find weapons.
Okay, so obviously that solution sucks. is there a solution that makes sense?
We have to evaluate our current plans and see whether they need to be evolved and updated with the current acts that are being committed out there around the country. Part of the problem is that the determination and planning that these folks are getting into to commit these acts, we have to go to the planning and determination steps to prevent these acts and basically match what they're trying to do.
Well, now we hear that, well, this kid who did this horrible thing with the knife in Pennsylvania, he was bullied all the time. This is somehow going to be the justification for why he went off the rails.
The studies that have been done as far as the active shooters and as far as the people that commit these horrific acts, whether it's with a knife or a gun, that seems to be the trend. They have a bullied history. They usually come from a good home. Typically speaking, they're white males, and they have access to weapons in their home. And that's why they're able to spend a great deal of time planning these acts. It's not something random. They usually don't just wake up in the morning and plan this out. But unfortunately, they pick these soft targets where they know no one's likely to shoot back at them.
Okay, Adam, we're looking at a situation where we're now beginning to see bullying for something more than simply, oh, it happens on the schoolyard. If there's a way of mitigating the amount of bullying that's going on, if administrators, if teachers, if parents can do something to have an impact on that bullying, then you would suggest that there's a chance that there's going to be much less school violence that grows out of that.
I think in general, we have to take a better look and pay attention to the precursors of these events, the way students behave, if they start acting withdrawn, how they act. If they start not talking to their friends or just doing things that are abnormal behavior, parents especially and the students, teachers that interact with these kids on a regular basis, we need to be more attentive to behavioral changes that we could consider precursors to violence.
Okay, Adam, I got to tell you, I've gone through my teenage years with two kids now. If you think that young teenage boys come home and chat up mom and dad every day, it doesn't happen. I mean, there's a period where I'm pretty sure they think that we're from a whole different planet and have no understanding whatsoever as to what their life is about. So having a kid come home and not talk to mom and dad, that's not a big surprise.
Well, I agree with you. But if you look back, when we go a little further back and look into Columbine, one of the things that came out of the interviews with the parents of those kids, they were spending an inordinate amount of time in the garage where they had normally not been. They had been disconnected from the rest of the life. Not like you're talking about regular teenager behavior, but what they started doing was spending a lot of time alone in areas of the house that they normally wouldn't have. The parents reported seeing propane cylinders and other things in the residence. I mean, those.
So it's change of behavior one should be looking for.
Correct.
And we should be focusing our attention on the kid who is being bullied more than the person who is doing the bullying. The kid who is being bullied is the one who has the potential for going off the rails and doing damage. That's where we should focus our attention.
Statistically speaking, that's what has come out of the after actions.
Adam, for people here who want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can go to our website. It's adamringelconsulting.com, or they can find us on Facebook at Adam Ringel Consulting LLC.
And that's Adam Ringel, R-I-N-G-L-E, Adam Ringel, president of Adam Ringel Consulting LLC, specializing in emergency planning and preparedness. Adam, thanks very much for coming in and talking with us. Kind of a sad occasion, a difficult occasion, but something tells me it's not the last. We'll have another opportunity to talk down the road. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.